Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into Meta's recent Q2 performance report. The CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, gave a good overview of where the company is, where they're going, what progress they've been making, and what we can expect them to be doing in the future. Additionally, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, announced a bunch of new updates to the platform, including the ability to repost, where you can reshare public content to your feed, the friend map, which is exactly like Snap Map, and the expansion of the friends feed in the Reels tab beyond just the United States, where you can see content that your friends are enjoying. We're going to talk about all of that on today's show, plus we'll do the Wednesday waffle at the end, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Meta Q2 performance report. To tell us more, here's the CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg.
We had another strong quarter with more than 3.4 billion people using at least one of our apps each day and strong engagement across the board. Our business continues to perform very well, which enables us to invest heavily in our AI efforts. Over the last few months, we've begun to see glimpses of our AI systems improving themselves. And the improvement is slow for now, but undeniable. And developing superintelligence, which we define as AI that surpasses human intelligence in every way, we think is now in sight. Meta's vision is to bring personal superintelligence to everyone so that people can direct it towards what they value in their own lives. And we believe that this has the potential to begin an exciting new era of individual empowerment.
Okay, I'm going to stop him there for a quick second. He goes on to talk about the AI superintelligence that they want to develop, the team that he's building in order to do that. I've covered that on the show in the past. Instead, here are some other business opportunities that Mark Zuckerberg sees for Meta. Here's the clip.
From a business perspective, I mentioned last quarter that there are five basic opportunities that we are pursuing: improved advertising, more engaging experiences, business messaging, Meta AI and AI devices. So I can go into a bit of detail on each. On advertising, the strong performance this quarter is largely thanks to AI unlocking greater efficiency and gains across our ad system. This quarter, we expanded our new AI-powered recommendation model for ads to new surfaces and improved its performance by using more signals and longer context. It's driven roughly 5% more ad conversions on Instagram and 3% on Facebook. We're also seeing good progress with AI for ad creative, with a meaningful percent of our ad revenue now coming from campaigns using one of our generative AI features. This is going to be especially valuable for smaller advertisers with limited budgets. While agencies will continue the important work to help larger brands apply these tools strategically. The second opportunity is more engaging experiences. AI is significantly improving our ability to show people content that they're going to find interesting and useful. Advancements in our recommendation systems have improved quality so much that it has led to a 5% increase in time spent on Facebook and 6% on Instagram just this quarter. There is a lot of potential for content itself to get better too. We're seeing early progress with the launch of our AI video editing tools across Meta AI and our new Edits app, and there's a lot more to do here. The third opportunity is business messaging. I've talked before about how I believe every business will soon have a business AI, just like they have an email address, social media account, and website. We're starting to see some product market fit in a number of countries where we're testing these agents, and we're integrating these business AIs into ads on Facebook and Instagram, as well as directly into e-commerce websites. The fourth opportunity is Meta AI. Its reach is already quite impressive with more than a billion monthly actives. Our focus is now deepening the experience and making Meta AI the leading personal AI. As we continue improving our models, we see engagement grow. So our next generation of models is going to continue to really help here. And the fifth opportunity is AI devices. We continue to see strong momentum with our Ray-Ban Meta glasses with sales accelerating. We are also launching new performance AI glasses with the Oakley Meta Houstons. They have longer battery life, higher resolution camera, and are designed for sports. The percent of people using Meta AI is growing, and we're seeing new users' AI retention increase too, which is a good sign for that continued use. I think that AI glasses are going to be the main way that we integrate superintelligence into our day-to-day lives. So it's important to have all of these different styles and products that appeal to different people in different settings. Finally, we're seeing people continue to spend more time with our Quest ecosystem, and the community continues to grow steadily. We launched the Meta Quest 3S Xbox Edition last month, and we're seeing record interest in cloud gaming. And beyond gaming, we continue to see a broader set of use cases with media and web browsing contributing a significant portion of engagement.
Okay, I'm going to stop Mark there because I lost count of how many times he used the phrase AI. In the next bit, CFO of Meta, Susan Lee, talks about how much profit the company is making off of us as users, and this number is crazy.
Moving now to our segment results. I'll begin with our Family of Apps segment. Our community across the Family of Apps continues to grow, and we estimate more than 3.4 billion people used at least one of our Family of Apps on a daily basis in June. Q2 total Family of Apps revenue was $47.1 billion, up 22% year over year. Q2 Family of Apps ad revenue was $46.6 billion, up 21% or 22% on a constant currency basis.
Okay, I just want to point out what she said. Total revenue across all Meta apps in Q2 alone was $47 billion, which is up 22% from this time last year. Those numbers are mind-boggling to me. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is going to share some updates that Instagram has just rolled out today on the platform. Stick around. Welcome back. Instagram has rolled out some new features, including the ability to repost content to your feed that other people have made. This is something that Instagram has historically really not wanted to do, but it seems like they recognize that the social media landscape has changed, and so now it's important to incorporate this feature. To talk about this and the other features that Instagram has added, here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri.
This week, we're launching three new features to help you connect with your friends on Instagram. We want Instagram not only to be a place where we support creativity, but one where you connect with the people that you care about most. Now, those features are reposts, a friend map, and a friends feed in the Reels tab. On reposts, it's been a request for many years now, and the reason why we're doing it now is, at this point, a lot of what you see on Instagram are recommendations from accounts you do not follow, and reposts are a way to make those more social, more friendly. Also, they're a way to give more credit back to the original content creators because we know people already download and re-upload content on Instagram. The second is a friend map. Now, this is an opt-in experience, but if you want, you can share your location with your close friends list or a custom list of people that you care about and trust most. And when they go to the map, which you can get to from the top of the inbox, they will see the location of people who've decided to share their location with them, as well as any photos, carousels, reels, or stories that have location attached to them. So it's a great way not only to stay connected with your closest friends, but also to see what's going on around you. And the third is a friends feed in the Reels tab. Now this has been launched in the US for a while now, but we're expanding globally to the rest of the world. And it's a great way to explore your interests and your friends' interests, get to know a little bit more about them. And now, in addition to including reels that they have liked and reels that they have commented on, there also will be reels that they have reposted because we're going to have reposts. We're doing this one because we want Instagram to be not just a lean back experience that is fun and entertaining, but also a participatory one, one where you actually engage with and connect with the people that you care about. So let me know down below in the comments what you think. More to come soon. Peace.
Okay, let's just talk briefly about the reposts feature. So this allows people to share reels, photos, and carousels that they find interesting with their friends and community in feed. Historically, you could always share feed posts to your stories. So if you came across something that you liked and you wanted your friends to see it, you could share it to your story. I did not like this feature because it stopped people from creating new content for their stories and just became a way to share other things that you thought were interesting. Having the ability to repost to feed hopefully cuts down on the sharing to stories that people do. And it helps because other people who like your content now have a new way to share it and hopefully get your content in front of more eyeballs. So overall, I like reposts as a concept. I also want to talk briefly about the map feature. I have this feature. It lives inside the Instagram DM inbox up at the top where you see notes. You can see a new map button. And when you click on that, after you've given permission to Instagram to view your location, you can see a map of where you are and little icons for your friends who are nearby who have their location turned on as well, and you can see what content they've posted recently. At first, I thought this was going to be similar to how we used to be able to add location tags to stories and then search for those location tags to watch stories in a particular location. This isn't like that because this new feature of the map is really only for your friends, people who you follow and have chosen to share your location with. So not exactly like everyone can see the content that you're posting based on where you are, which I think is kind of a fun idea for concerts or other events that you might be at. I will link to Adam's post so you can watch the video for yourself. I'll also link to the Facebook blog post so you can read all the details. That is going to do it for today's episode. If you would like to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about a different topic. I have been doing this podcast consistently since 2018, which means that I'm coming up on 7 years of having done this podcast. In the beginning, it was a daily podcast. I would try to keep it around 2 to 3 minutes long. But as the podcast got longer, because there were more news stories to share, I started creating episodes less frequently. So now we're on the 3 times per week frequency level. I'm saying this because I am soon going to reach the milestone of 1,500 podcast episodes, and I would like to do something special for that milestone. This is where you come in. I have no idea what to do for this milestone. By my estimates, I'm about 3 or 4 weeks away from hitting 1,500 episodes, and I was thinking about what kind of event or thing I could do to make it special. I really appreciate everyone who listens. I especially appreciate those of you who have taken the time to either leave a review on Apple Podcasts for the show or send me a DM on Instagram to tell me that you like the show or to tell me that I need to fix something. I appreciate that too. I would like to do something special, but I am not sure what. I'm open to ideas, suggestions, whatever you have, please send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. And if you've been listening since the way beginning in 2018, know that I very much appreciate you.